Real music, real interviews, real information. That's why we call it Real Gospel with the X-Man.
X-Man, and this is new music from Marquise Williams. After this song, I'll speak with him in a live interview. Here's Marquise with Yes, He Did. And if you know He Did, right about now you should raise your hands and give God a shout of triumph. This is Real Gospel.
Just like the woman with the issue of blood, she said, if I can just touch the hem of his garment, I'd be made whole. Just the touch of the garment, y'all. I heard him say, your faith has made you whole. Just like Daniel in the lion's den, God made the lions his friend, stayed in there with him all night. My God made, sure made everything all right. You ought to testify and tell somebody, y'all, yeah. I don't look like what I've been through, no, I don't. Solid ground, yeah. He did it for me, yes. He did it for me. Listen, y'all. I said all of this just to say, my God is so able, able to make a way. Did it for them. Son, your daughter.
stretched and wide, hung his head for me, he died. That's not how the story begins. In 3 days he rose again.
Real Gospel is the place where God gets the glory and artists tell their stories. I'm honored to be joined by this anointed man of God, the one and only Marquise Williams, a native of California, IA. You know, that's my Tupac / Dr. Dre. Come on, y'all. I know that this is a, you know, gospel program, but y'all know y'all heard the song, so don't play. But I just want to say welcome to the program, my brother.
Man, thank you so much for having me. It is an honor to be on with you, man.
Yes, indeed.
Yes, sir.
So I always like to say, just in case there are some people who just found Christ on yesterday, they're new to gospel music, they're new to the industry, they're new to all of this. Tell the listeners a little bit about yourself and how you first fell in love with Jesus.
Man, I am a King's kid. I'm a Jesus freak, man. That's all I know. I started at an early age, of course, we all did at an early age. We're forced to sing in the choir, forced to sing in the children's choir. But for me, my grandmother, watching her as a pillar in the church, man, was something that I had just watched and saw how then back in the day, they catch the Holy Ghost different than the day. And I was like, oh, I want to know what this is about. And so that's where it started for me, you know, and little kids in the Baptist church, watching them mothers catch them Baptist fits or have them Baptist fits, man. It was something I was like, this is different. And so it just intrigued me. And, you know, starting musically, I went into music at 13 after my grandmother passed. They made me sing at her funeral. And they, you know, black people, your family members will tell you if you can really sing or not. And if you can't sing, they'll tell you. If you can sing, they'll be like, okay, you can, you got this. But it was one of the moments of, oh yeah, you really got something here. And so, you know, 7 to 13, man, it was my start. It's what intrigued me and caught my eye. And I knew that this is what I wanted to do.
Amen to that. You know you're old school when you say catch the Holy Ghost, right? You know that's only people who've been in church a long time, especially who've been around, you know, old school Pentecostals, understand that one. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
I just told on myself.
Yeah. You know, I too can relate. Going to church with my grandparents would seem like 7 days a week, man. It was like, man, we going to church again? I mean, there was just no escaping. And so, you know, singing in the children's choir and then the youth choir, teen choir, you know, all that. So, yeah, I can relate. I can relate. So say no more. So how, yeah. So walk us through how you end up knowing, you know, the record deal and that piece.
Well, so I wasn't even at home. Andre Russell, one of our major radio personalities here in Los Angeles on Stevie Wonder station, KJLH. Called me and said, hey, you know Bishop Norman Hutchins. I said, who doesn't know him? And he's like, you know, he has a record label and I think you should go, and send your music. And I was like, okay. He's like, you know what, I'm gonna send the music. And so he sent the music, and I think Norman called my wife. No, we got the number, and my wife called Norman, and they were talking. And so I was intrigued by, number one, it's a legend calling us. Number two, I asked my wife and I said, babe, does he sound like his records? Does he sound like his music? You know, Norman's got a unique voice.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, he sounds just like it. And so we were offered the deal and, you know, of course, prayed about it. And I said, I'm gonna jump on this. Who wouldn't have took a deal with the GOAT himself, Bishop Norman Hutchins, man? And so that's how it started. Shout out to, you know, Andre Russell,
yeah,
for believing in me. You know, at first he shipped me to JDI, which is James Roberson, and that didn't work out. And he was like, listen, I ain't giving up on you. He said, you're too talented, you're too gifted for you not to be signed. And so I'm glad it worked out the way it did.
It most definitely did. And shouts out to Bishop Norman Hutchins. He's been on the program quite a few times. And I think the last time he was on, he talked about starting, well, he's got his label and he's doing workshops and all that, trying to help artists understand the business side of the industry. So I think that's always important when artists understand the business aspect of it, as well as the entertainment part of it and the ministry part. So that's always a tremendous blessing. The listeners are loving the song, and so am I. Yes, he did. It sounds like a personal testimony. So you want to unpack that one?
Man, really quickly, man, my mom was the inspiration behind this song. My mom had had, prior to me recording the song, my mom had had 7 heart attacks, man, back then.
Oh my.
And she survived them all. Flatlined, I think 3 times. You know, God gave her back to us. 2016, my mom had a conversation with me. She said, son, I want you to, you owe me a grandchild. You're the only one without a kid. I said, I don't know about that. And she said, you're the only one without one. And so, you know, I got married. I was already engaged, but we got married. Then a year later, my kid came, 2016. Then 2017, life happened. My mom passed away.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
And, you know, she'd always taught me that I wasn't always, she's not going to always be here, and I want you to be the best you can be. But she got to hear the song, and she said, son, this is it. And she would always tell all her friends, my son got a hot song. Yeah, that boy, that song is going to take him across the world. And this was one of the moments that when I pulled the plug on my mother in 2017, I went down to the chapel and I said, God, what are you doing? You didn't say it was going to feel like this. And I took care of my mom for 10 years. My brothers and stuff, you know, they were living their lives, but I made sure my mom didn't have a want or a need before she left here. And so God was like, if I did it before, I'll do it again. I'll keep you in perfect peace if you keep your mind stayed on me. And, you know, the stories from the Bible came to me and it all hit and it all fell in line. And that's how this song was birthed, from a place of pain. And, you know, thinking that I wasn't going to make it. And God was like, yes, you are. You're going to be just fine. And you'll be able to tell the world that it was because of me, not because of your own doing or anybody else, or because of the devil, who we give so much credit to. He said, this is a testimony of what I did for you.
Wow.
And so, yeah.
That's amazing. You know, as you were stating, you know, talking about your mom and just giving that personal testimony, you know, I lost my dad about 2 years ago. And so I can relate a little bit to what you're saying. And there's just something about, you know, those of us who love our parents and we're able to understand the importance of parents in our lives without the bickering and arguing and the disrespect that I see a lot in today's world. But, you know, I was able and fortunate and blessed to be able to tell my father how much I loved him before he passed, and was able to make sure that our relationship was good. And so when I hear you talk about your mom like that, you know, talk just a little bit about that before we get into more of what's forthcoming from you music-wise. Because I think that there's something to be said about making sure your parents understand that you love them from the bottom up, oftentimes way from the top down. Because my dad was not a huggy, feely, touchy, I love you, son. I had to take the initiative on that and enforce that on him. And I'm all the better for it. So talk about that for a second.
Man, you know, it is so important, because parents, you know, and if we're parents, we tend to understand that sometimes your kids can do stuff to break your heart. And they could do stuff to make you feel like they don't love you. It is so imperative and important that our parents know that they are appreciated. Because if your parents didn't struggle, or you didn't, if you woke up with a silver spoon in your mouth, God bless you. But to those of us who mama, you know, struggle to keep the lights on, gas, bills paid, all this stuff paid, it makes you appreciate the times that you had to eat the oodles and noodles and the pork and beans. See, a lot of people don't know that the parents used to cut up hot dogs and put them in beans and make it a meal. And it makes you appreciate and love them the older you get. And when you get in life and you're like, they weren't doing nothing but making sure we was fed, clothed, and using what they had. So your love and appreciation for them, it evolves. And then you always go back to that scripture, honor thy mother, thy father, that thy days may be long upon the earth. And so you want to give them back, you want to give back to them what they gave you all of those years, because can't nobody replace your parents. Once they gone, that's it. So it's important for your parents sometimes to hear you say, I love you. Yep. My dad was not there for me. My dad died when I was 15 months old. He was one day away from being signed to the Green Bay Packers, man.
Wow.
And just was living reckless, man. Back in those days, reckless, knew what he had, but didn't use it fully. So,
man, here we are. And in the last 2 minutes that we have, I want to shift gears. Thank you for that powerful, powerful word of inspiration. What more can we expect from you? Because we're definitely loving, yes, he did it.
Man, thank you so much. Again, shout out to Bishop Norman Hutchins and our music group and my entire staff and team. We are, from what I'm hearing, this is the rumor mill, talking to Bishop Hutchins, you know, we're talking about doing a live recording soon. So there's a live recording.
Live is always the bomb.
Oh, man, I love live. You put me in a studio, I kind of tense up and freeze up. But live, to see the people enjoy your music and the stuff that you are birthing in that moment is something so surreal. And so there's a live recording in the talks. We've been sent songs. And so we're kind of listening to new songs and stuff like that. So that's what we're working on.
All
live
right.
Recording. Yeah.
All right, there it is. Well, listen, I'm going to let you have the last word. So please tell the listeners where they can find out more about you, where your church is located, the service times, and how they can pick up your music.
Absolutely. Again, I want to thank you, man, for having me. I appreciate you, man. You can find me on Facebook at Marquise, M-A-R-K-E-E-S, Williams, or you can go to Instagram and find me at Marquise Williams with the number one at the end. I'm on Apple Music, CD Baby, all of those digital platforms you get music. You can find me there. You can even go to IR Music Group. .com on YouTube and look, follow us there and follow us, subscribe, go there, listen to the brand new Yes He Did It extended version live, and so it's all there on YouTube, Instagram and Facebook, Apple Music and all those digital platforms, man.
All right, there it is. The one, the only, the Reverend Wright Brother, anointed man of God, Holy Ghost filled, caught the Holy Ghost back in the day, Pastor Marquise Williams. Thank you for joining us on Real Gospel.
Yes, sir. Thank you, man. I appreciate you.
You're listening to Real Gospel with the X-Man. And the Real Flashback Song of the Hour is on the way.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
Well, maybe I am.
If you're buying a diamond ring for your wife, it's not cool to be cheap. If you're buying airline tickets, it's very cool to be cheap and called Trip Amigo, where you can fly anywhere in the world and save up to 75% on over 500 airlines and 300,000 hotels, plus rental cars and vacation packages. Visit family, friends, or go on a once-in-a-lifetime vacation. Go ahead, be cheap. We have special fares we're not allowed to publish. When you book your airline reservations with Trip Amigo, you'll spend your travel money when you get there, not by getting there. Call Trip Amigo now and mention the travel code Amigo and save even more. Call Trip Amigo now.
800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. That's 800-898-1427.